www.ecosystemsmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Tens of millions of Americans are still under heat alerts. The conditions are dangerous for those who have to spend long periods outside. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides reports from Miami.
In Georgia, outdoor workers are trying to keep cool.
Drink plenty of water, take shade if you have to.
In California, firefighters are struggling to handle the temperatures.
So we're wearing that same gear, you know, to keep us safe. But yet now we're dealing with these temperatures, these outside temperatures.
In South Florida, activists for farm workers are pushing changes in the law after a 29-year-old died while working in the brutal heat.
We need water. We need shade.
A wildfire prompted the largest evacuation in Greece's history. Almost 20,000 people have been taken off the island of Rhodes. This British tourist was one of them.
Thousands of people still on the beach, and everybody was screaming. They were fighting. It was like Armageddon.
No injuries were reported. Small boats first took women and children off the island, then men. Several tour operators canceled flights to Rhodes. Ukrainian officials say at least one person was killed and over 20 hurt when Russia struck the city of Odessa early today. That's the cleanup beginning in the city. Four children are among those injured. The blast severely damaged a landmark cathedral. There are widespread protests in Israel ahead of a legislative vote tomorrow on the first part of a judicial reform plan. Shavlev Haham demonstrated in Tel Aviv.
We are here in order to try to save the democracy.
One man is dead and four hurt, including a child, after a shooting in southeast Memphis. WREG-TV reporter Ashley Paul has more.
We are hearing.
Police tell us in addition to the one man who died, two women were brought to St. Francis Hospital in critical condition, and a child was taken to Le Bonheur, also in critical condition. A fifth victim, according to police, brought himself to Baptist East with non-critical injuries. But as for what happened, MPD has not released much, including any information on the suspect.
More than 40 migrants were sent from Texas to Los Angeles, the fifth bus of migrants to make that trip since the middle of June. Angela Salas is with the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights.
We're here to reunite with our family members, many who have been very worried about their safety, but they finally made it to their new home. They were also reunited with sponsors, individuals who have made a decision to become financially responsible.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Beaches are supposed to be for people to enjoy, but a high number of Great Lakes beaches in Wisconsin tested for potentially dangerous levels of bacteria last year. Mike Moen has more.
In its latest Safer Swimming Summary, the group Environment America notes 63% of beaches tested in the Great Lakes region last year had at least one day of fecal contamination that exceeded the EPA's beach action value. That tool helps states determine whether a beach is safe enough to go swimming. Environment America's John Rumpler says the results underscore how much pollution is plaguing areas meant for the public to enjoy.
All too often, hundreds of America's beaches have enough pollution to put swimmers at risk, and that's just unacceptable.
The report's authors looked at data for more than 3,000 samples across the U.S. that were sent to the EPA. For Wisconsin, more than 100 beaches were tested last year. 76 had at least one day of potentially harmful levels of the bacteria in question. Sources of pathogen pollution that can make swimmers sick include stormwater runoff and sewage overflows. And in the Midwest, Rumpler says there's concern about the presence of so-called factory farms.
It's possible that manure from some of those animal operations is also contributing to the kind of bacteria that we're seeing on these beaches.
The report recommends putting moratoriums on industrial-scale livestock operations or adopting policies that stop manure from flowing into waterways. Another listed solution is repairing and modernizing sewage systems. Those types of infrastructure projects stand to benefit from the bipartisan infrastructure law adopted by Congress in late 2021. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Aldous Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Aldous Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
July 22nd, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time, it must be time, for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. Earlier this month, it was announced that Waukesha South women's basketball, due to declining numbers, is merging with the Waukesha North women's basketball program to be a combined program. And as sad as that may sound for Black Shirt Nation, today's guest has reason to believe that combining programs of the two Waukesha high schools can be a raging success, depending on your views. And he can tell you from personal experience. His name is Joe Bansky. He is the coach of the Waukesha Fusion, the combined North-South boys volleyball program that won the regional championship last year and came one game short from going to state. Please welcome Joe Bansky. Joe, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Don, for having me. I'm super excited to be here and share all the great things that are going on in the Waukesha South and North gyms through our Fusion program, men's volleyball.
Love it. And speaking of sharing, Joe had informed me that this week he was named the National Coach of the Year for Club 14U division by the American Volleyball Coaches Association, the AVCA. It doesn't get much better than that, does it, Joe?
It really doesn't.
Congratulations, by the way.
It was very humbling. It was a parent that nominated me for consideration Wow. to the association, and I'm super excited. Headed down to Florida to be recognized, pick up my award in December, so I'll get Sure. to enjoy some nice warm weather.
So you might need to fly me down there with you so Walk Radio can broadcast the presentation. You know,
well, we'll have to work those details out. That's
how does that sound? Yeah, so yeah. Well, you know, and speaking of which, I believe we have our boss on hold, right, Anastasia? Good morning, Anastasia, our engineer.
Good morning.
Is Jane on? Is Jane ready? So Jane Matineer, station manager and producer of As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, is representing us today for the second time at the Farmers Market. So maybe Jane will let us go to Tampa in December with Coach Joe Bansky. Jane, how are you this morning?
I am great. Congratulations, Joe. What a wonderful honor for you. And I think in order to mark your that honor, you need a maple and bacon scone from Pig and Pastry here at the Farmer's Market. Have you had them?
Have you had the maple bacon scone at the Farmer's Market, Joe? That's Jane saying you should have one as a reward.
I'll have to come down and pick them up. I've been traveling the last several weeks with volleyball. I've not been home much since February on the weekend. So
we got to get you out to the Farmer's Market one of these days. Yeah.
So maybe I was driving in this morning, I was thinking, I'm like, oh, look, I'm home. Farmer's Market, I could head over.
Sounds great. So Jane, what's looking good there this morning?
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, Don, every vegetable that you are looking for is here. They have got the most beautiful tomatoes I've ever seen, cabbages, zucchini, you name it. There's rhubarb. There's just everything you could possibly imagine and more. It is full up today. I think just about every stall is full.
Wow.
If you're looking for flowers, you want some flowers for your outdoor picnic, beautiful sunflowers and lilies, and at really reasonable prices, $15 a bunch. You just can't beat that.
I love it.
So I am going to be doing quite a bit of shopping over the course of the morning, but I'll be here until noon today.
Sounds great.
So if you're coming down to the Waukesha Farmers Market, please stop by the booth and pick up a treat. We've got little candies for the kids. And if you have a very good dog, make sure you stop by with your very good dog so I can give him some pets.
Jane's got treats at the WAUK radio booth at the farmer's market. So, and they're right across from the information booth for the main farmer's market management, if you will.
Exactly.
So terrific. So, yep, Jane, one final question before we let you go is it was nice and cool when I left the house this morning. Does it continue to be nice and cool, like good shopping weather right now?
Oh, it's perfect, Don.
Good,
it really is. It's gonna get warm, you know, as the morning goes on. But
sure.
If you come down right now, it's just perfect. So I hope to see you soon.
That sounds great, Jane. We'll be checking back with you later on in the hour. And thanks for calling in, Jane Matinier, everybody.
Thank you, Don.
We'll see you soon. See you. So that's Jane Matinier, one of the legends of the game here at Walk Radio and the Civic Media Empire. I believe 30-plus years of experience in radio broadcasting and, you know, production. And it's humbling to have her involved in my show. So, and this is the second time we've had her filling in for Johnny Watermelon. So it was getting some well-deserved R&R. So, but sounds like you don't get a lot of R&R with all your coaching, Joe, but you love what you do.
Yeah, you know, they say that if you do what you love, it's never work.
You never work a day in your life.
I've been in the gym these past few weeks for 12, 13 hours a day. Just wrapped up coaching alongside the UW women's team up in Madison. Was out in Oshkosh. Might be flying to Ohio tomorrow to coach another camp there. So it's been pretty fast-paced and
you're in really demand too.
Experience. It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the game. I love what we can do through teaching the game to help athletes learn life skills and overcome their preconceived limitations of themselves.
Sure.
Super exciting.
And for those of you who have never been to a volleyball match or maybe even seen one on TV, my wife and I got to go see the Fusion play a match against Waukesha West, who at the time was ranked 9th in the state. And just as a little background, last year there were 6 men's volleyball teams in the Classic 8, and 4 of them were ranked in the top 10. And then there was Fusion, and it was one of the most exciting sporting events I'd ever witnessed. And I'm one of the few Americans that got to see the live U.S. Olympic hockey team beating the Soviets on Canadian television,
awesome.
Mind you. Yeah, back in Buffalo. But this was great theater. It was great athleticism on both sides, great competition, even great sportsmen. And just so many positives. And the Fusion won in 5 game, in a 5-set match. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that what we got was just a sampling of what the rest of the season was like.
This sport, when I talk about men's volleyball high school level here in our conference, it is the Big Ten of Wisconsin for men's volleyball. Every night that we play against conference foes, you're seeing 5-set matches, you're seeing high flying guys touching 11 feet, balls moving at 70 miles an hour. I mean, it's
a contact sport.
Yeah, it's fast paced and very entertaining. And the emotion as a spectator, the emotion of the game.
Sure.
You can't help but get caught up in it. It's so exciting and a pivotal point, a huge block, a ball that gets smashed and, you know, guy digs it out of nowhere.
Yeah, right.
It's super exciting.
Sure. Yeah. You know, speaking of exciting, we were talking before the show started with some of the players you have coming back. Like everybody's returning.
Everybody from our team returns.
And who are some of the big names, or are they all big names?
We have, you know, you hate to leave some guys out.
Sure.
Obviously, right? Because volleyball is really truthfully a team sport. There is never really a moment where one player can take
dominate.
Over a match or dominate like that. But when you see guys like Rick Hill-Patidar, you know, just such a high-flying, big-time kill player. Rick probably approaches touching 11 and a half feet, which is insane. When you see him up in the air and he just hovers up there.
He comes from north?
He's a south.
He's a south. Okay. South Black player. Okay.
Nick
or a fusion, excuse me.
Yeah, Nick Bingenheimer comes from Waukesha North.
Okay.
Liam Robertson is a libero who's played on teams that have won some regional national qualifier events.
Wow. In club activity. Yeah, club play. Activity. Okay.
He's a libero setter for us. Last year we had him set. Mm-hmm. His natural position is a libero.
Wow.
Logan Seipert is another South kid. So, you know, he's huge. He was on the JVA, which is an association within club volleyball.
Nice.
He was on their Future 40 list, as well as was Liam Robertson as a libero. Nice. So you've got some kids who are being recognized nationally for their talent level.
Sure.
Three of those guys played on a club team together. Mm-hmm. They won in St. Louis and they won in Chicago in the toughest men's division, 17 under.
Sure.
Very exciting time. And we've got a good cast of role players. And again, they come from both schools. Traditionally, this is what made both programs good programs, but not have enough power to get over the top of some of the schools like Kettle Moraine and Muck and and Arrowhead. And now, because of that complementing of each other, we are now the team to be feared in our conference. We walk into the gym with the expectation of fierce competition.
I love it. And so where did you finish in the Classic 8 in the regular season?
I think we were fourth last year.
Wow. And then you won the regional championship.
Yeah, yeah. Which is the match against McGuanago, I felt, and I was quoted in the paper, McGuanago had the best team in our conference.
Sure.
They were stacked at every position, and we had played them three previous times in tournaments and such and conference play and lost.
Sure.
We'd win a set here and there, but we never put a match together to knock them out.
Okay.
We had to go into their gym, very hostile but friendly environment.
Sure.
You know, and we came away with a four-set win.
Wow.
3-1, which was just such a dynamic experience to be a part of. Really awesome.
Wow. That's great. So many memories to share from an amazing season.
Oh, yeah.
So, and, you know, looking at your resume, you had coached Waukesha South like probably close to like more than 20 years ago.
Right.
And you went to state twice.
Started at South in 95.
Okay.
We were sectional champions, went to state in 2000, and then we went back in 2001.
Okay.
Very exciting time. And when I came back in 2018, the Freeman did an interview with me, and it talks about I expected to return our team and
return
our program
to glory. Sure.
Being competitive.
Okay.
And, here we are, you know, just 3 years later, 4 years
when
later.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how Joe managed to get North and South boys to play together, as well as how he was able to transition after taking so much time off from coaching. Don't go away. Plus more on Carroll University when This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Perfect. We're back.
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your eyes, but the clock's held 9:15 for hours.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. That's one of my favorites, Norah Jones, Sunrise Went Out. When my kids were little, I would play that video for them as babies, and they would bounce off of my knee. They just loved it and couldn't get enough of it. So, and it's a beautiful morning and a really nice sunrise. So, and speaking of rising sun, Joe Bansky is with us, the coach of the Waukesha Fusion and coach of other great volleyball programs. And, you know, so much to talk. Oh, before the break, we were talking about you coming. You took some time off from coaching. And why was that?
Largely to be a dad.
Love it.
My daughter was born. I coached from 95 into 04. And my daughter was born in spring of 05. And
sure.
Just was a time for me to not be
sure
with other people's kids, but be with my own.
Yeah. I love it. So is there something on the pike here? Is there something going on, Anastasia? Oh, yes. It's time for the Carroll Minute. And you may have noticed I'm not wearing my branded Buffalo Bills hat. I am wearing a Carroll University hat, thanks to Coach Mike Budaszewski, who is my guest next week. He was kind enough to have me over to the office yesterday to give me the lowdown on this year's team. And so I got all the secrets on what's going to be another amazing Carroll year. Two back-to-back winning seasons in the Budaszewski era in his first full 2 years of coaching. And first time they've seen that since 1990. And they're really geared up. They only lost four, you know, players to graduation last year. And so really excited. I think that, Coach Buda's bringing two surprise guests, which I think one of them might be Josh Rabby. They're great quarterback. And so lots to cover. But another Carroll Minute notices, everyone knows someone who is dealing with the burden of long-term care. And while most people over the age of 65 will need long-term care of some kind, it is one of the least discussed topics. Join us at Carroll University for this complimentary 100% free workshop at the university, where they will discuss the critical things you and your family need to know about planning for long-term care. Get more information by going to careforwardevent.com, careforwardevent.com for more information on that. And more wonderful things from our university partners in this wonderful university city. And Coach Joe Bansky, you have a special connection to Carroll, or Carroll is actually a part of the Fusion brand.
It really is. We wanted, when we were combining the two teams, I wanted to make sure that we stayed connected to Waukesha as an identity. And what greater partner can we have in the community than Carroll? So when we were designing things and talking about things, the two athletic directors said, you can change the name, pick the colors, do all of that. So we came away with the Carroll colors because we want to be known as Waukesha Volleyball. It's our team website is waukeshavolleyball.com. And everything we brand are the Carroll colors. So it's a thread that runs through my heart for
that
sure.
Pioneer spirit.
Yeah.
I love it. So you came back to coaching, and there are two challenges. One is that the game had probably changed a lot since you left in like 2001, I think it was.
Left in 05.
In 05, excuse me.
And a number of things changed. You had positional changes, the libero. You had, from the time I started coaching to today, we had scoring changes. And, you know, we used to play at 15.
Right.
And it was non-rally scoring. And,
sure.
And you have rally scoring, and the sets are to 25. So there were a number of just physical changes. The technique changes. The way that volleyball is taught these days is significantly different than just 10 years ago.
Sure.
So certainly as a player, I was still very active in on my men's team playing and traveling with that.
Great.
So it wasn't like that was totally foreign or new to me, but
Right. Certainly
it was a change in coaching.
Sure. And then the other challenge was that you have kids from two different high schools, even though they grew up in the same city, might have even gone to some of the same, you know, elementary and middle schools, but they're black shirts and North Stars.
Right.
Almost forgot that. Sorry, North Nation. But how you got them to combine as one, to be one? That couldn't have been easy. That had to be a little Herb Brooks in your recipe.
Yeah, we still do this today. We practice at both schools, and we play home matches at both schools. We host a tournament at North. We host a tournament at South. We try to go that extra effort to allow guys from both schools to maintain the identity and grow that identity within the halls, which is awesome. When we see, especially the girls teams, we see the girls both from North and South show up at our matches, which is outstanding.
That's cool.
We cut the guys loose to make sure that we're returning the favor. So we might cut guys loose for practice to get out and support those women's teams as well.
Sure. That's terrific. And, you know, what are you also doing maybe to educate, if the opportunity allows you, to educate the general public on volleyball and what to look for when they're watching the event or watching a sport?
You know, one of the things, opportunity like this, secondarily, I'll be going out, talk to the school district as we've kind of teed this conversation off, the girls' basketball program suffering some participation. They are not the only ones in the high schools that are seeing participation numbers drop.
Right.
And I'm hopeful that the school district will look at and give us opportunity to be more informative into the middle school, elementary school to grow volleyball.
Yeah.
Volleyball actually starts from a club level at 10 years and under. We have some 8-year-olds that are using what's called a first ball. It's a different component of ball to learn the game and love the game without, you know, using the official ball kind of thing where it might hurt their arm and, you know, it makes it red.
Sure.
And
I love it.
So those will be some of those outreach opportunities coming up.
Terrific. So when we come back, this is a shorter segment. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about the development of volleyball in Waukesha, as well as some news on pickleball in Banting Park and a wonderful Guitars for Vets event I was involved in last Thursday at the county fair. Lots happened this week, so looking forward to covering it when This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Relief is soon coming to areas that have been enduring heat waves for weeks, but it's still dangerously hot in South Florida where the Rolling Loud Music Festival is taking place. WFOR-TV's Larry Seward.
Expecting extreme afternoon and evening heat to feel like 110 degrees, Miami-Dade Fire Rescue warned anyone spending time outside to beware, protect themselves from sun exposure, and hydrate.
A man was killed and over 20 others hurt after Russia attacked the Ukrainian city of Odessa. Resident Tatiana Toniev says bricks and glass fell on her and she was left in total darkness. One man is dead and four hurt after a shooting in southeast Memphis. WREG-TV reporter Ashley Paul.
We can confirm that one man who was brought here to Methodist University Hospital has died.
Police have not released information about the suspect. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Hey, are you lonely? Summer gone so slowly. We found.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And, Anya, who's the artist again? Is it?
This is Remy.
Remy. That's Zero. Right. So, one of my favorite movie soundtracks is Garden State, and I was listening to that this week, so I thought I'd take a few from that for this week. So that's a great one. But we are back with, it's safe to say, legendary Waukesha volleyball coach Joe Bansky now in his, this is like your sixth or seventh year with Fusion.
I started back in 2018, so this we're going into the sixth
Sounds
year.
Sounds great. So
very excited about that.
And special welcome to Mr. James Santel of Morning Cannolis that's on next. He just came into the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, doing his due diligence for the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown and promoting a more connected, more just Waukesha and world around us. So always a pleasure to see Jim here. Although he's always in a shirt and tie, which, you know, kind of it raises the bar here. So I have to focus on the quality of my programming since I can't be his equal on the attire. So, but Joe's all, Jim doesn't have a Carroll University baseball cap like I do from Coach Buddha. So I may be one up on him in that regard.
Yeah. You got him.
Yeah. So, but, so we were talking about how the development is going on, you know, educating the community, educating youth on playing volleyball. And, you know, because you coach the varsity boys, you coach 14U, you also coach girls, right?
Correct. That's on the girls' side when the WIA issues where so, I can't coach boys that might,
right.
you know, that are on my team. So a lot of high school coaches cross over and we coach the opposite gender sure. during club season.
Right.
I'm just one of them.
And does that create challenges for you?
It gives me the other side of the game. The boys and girls
sure.
Games are so different. The men's game is really a high-powered offense. The women's side of that is certainly at the upper ages, high-powered, but so much more defensive and
right.
strategy from that side of the ball. So it's fun
sure.
to coach both sides
sure.
because you get to play the game by a different angle.
Sure, sure. And I know a lot of the kids that play, they're super competitive, but it's also a team. But it's also, I know, you, when you make a bad play, it's like it's you're there for everyone to see you're there, you know. And it's just like, how do you get those kids to get past that, to be a goldfish, as Ted Lasso likes to say?
Yeah, yeah. We try to focus on five pieces or components in our culture. Several of those are mind, body, and heart. Focusing on team and craft.
Sure.
You know, how do we play? What are our sure. skills? But we coach those five areas equally as ferociously as
sure.
we can.
Sure.
We want them to be in a mental space. Even the language that they say,
yeah.
you know, we focus so sure. hard. If somebody says, like, my bad, common
yeah.
volleyball term,
yep.
and they mess up.
Yeah.
We speak right into that. That is, thank you. We don't want to relive the error.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
What's next?
And
say what's next.
Find a way to talk yep. about playing that
love
next
it. Love it. So speaking of next point, Jane's been waiting patiently on the line from the farmer's market to give us the latest update. Jane, what's going on there?
It is getting really, really busy down here, Don. What a perfect, perfect day for the farmer's market. Honestly, and I was here about a month ago, and I thought the turnout was great, but practically every single booth is occupied today. Every vegetable under the sun, cabbages and zucchinis and radishes and onions and mushrooms, and there's fresh bakery, there's fresh bread. I'm looking at a pie company that's right down the way, which I think could be very dangerous for me. There are also tons and tons of flowers, beautiful sunflowers, gorgeous lilies. And as I mentioned it then when we spoke earlier, Don, $15 for a bunch of flowers is really a great deal. So
it sure is.
Everything you're looking for, there's treats for your dogs, there's little snacks you can pick up, and we have live music as well. So come on by. I am right across from the information station.
Sounds
here at
great.
The Waukesha Farmers Market. I'll
sure.
be here until noon today. Come by with the kids. We've got little Jolly Ranchers and some Starburst and the
love
ever
it.
Popular Tootsie Pops.
I love it.
I'm bringing out the big guns. We got Tootsie Pops.
I love
so,
it.
So stop by and say hi. I would love to meet you.
We sure will. Jane Matinier, thanks so much for giving us the updates. And looking forward to seeing you over at the farmer's market after the show.
Great. Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Jane. See ya. All right. Jane Matinier. Hey, and for those of you, if you go to the farmer's market, if you've got a story to tell, especially a Waukesha story, you know, let Jane know while you're there today, or even a Wisconsin story. Because Jane's show that she produces with As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, we're always looking for great stories, and there's such a wealth of great stories here in Wisconsin and here in Waukesha. So be sure to say hi to Jane if you got a story to tell. We'd love to hear it. You know, I want to start having more, I don't want to say ordinary people. I want to just people that grew up here that have a history of Waukesha that they can share with us. So many unique stories, including today's special guest, Joe Bansky. Did you grow up in Waukesha, Joe?
No.
Okay.
When I started coaching here, I'm from Indiana.
Okay.
When I started coaching here, my wife and I owned a home in West Dallas.
Okay.
And I got to know the people of Waukesha. And when we started to pursue having a family and things like that, I knew that this was the place I wanted to live and call home. Honest to goodness, I love the families here in Waukesha. I love serving them and have done it in many different ways during my time here.
Yeah.
It's such a wonderful place to raise a family and be a part of the fabric of the community.
Yes.
I still see those same amazing families that I saw in 95 that motivated me. As a matter of fact, I have one young man who I coached back in 98, 99.
Sure.
I actually have his son on my team, which
that's right. What's his name again?
Don Benfield.
That's right.
You know, it caused me to have kind of a, oh my gosh, I've been doing this that long that one of my players' sons is now on my team.
Yeah.
Very exciting to have him on my team and joke around with his dad and stuff.
Yeah. And that's what's great about Waukesha. I was like, so we're transplants, fellow transplants, and I believe for every Waukesha denizen by birth, there's one by choice, and that's us. And but it is neat when you meet some of these people that grew up here, went to high school, and they came back to coach or teach or do business here. There's quite a few great examples of that is a part of our fabric.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but
now, and speaking of close connections, I would be in a lot of trouble if I didn't ask how Eli Grant is doing, a good family friend, my son's best friend, arguably.
Yeah.
So
Eli's excelling in our program. Because we're not just focused on the sport, we see him growing in academics, which is consistent with what national statistics would say. We see him excelling in club as a result of volleyball. You know, this will be his third season with us, so he didn't play his freshman year. So whenever you see a kid spike up quickly, you know that he's capable, and we're excited to have him on the court. He might be in one of three positions this season. Last year he was a middle hitter. We're looking at him as a potential setter. He might get some. We might be actually reconfiguring our offense in such a way that I don't want to tip my hand to our competition, but you may not recognize what's coming at you.
I love it. I love that. So, hey, and speaking of Eli, I have to switch gears for a second because it reminded me, Eli's parents play at Banting Park a lot of pickleball, and so I just want to mention Monday evening I appeared at the Waukesha, City of Waukesha's Parks and Rec board about issues with pickleball in our neighborhood in Banting Park, which I love. And there was one neighbor in particular that are rather distracted or distressed by the noise from the pickleball and some of the other elements. And I had to come out and speak in favor of the pickleball in our neighborhood and what it's done positively for the neighborhood. You attract so many people of all ages that love the sport. There's a real social aspect, real friendly aspect of the sport. The lights stay on. They'll play, I think it's late as 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, Banting Park, long before we lived there, there were issues with drugs and gangs going on in between the two schools there. And remember, there's a middle school and a grade school there. So not really good elements you want.
Right.
But since that pickleball, you know, again, that they were tennis courts and tennis, you know, maybe just wasn't used as enough. And then there was enough demand for pickleball started by the seniors. And then the young folks caught on. And it's just been such a positive for the neighborhood. And fortunately, the board kind of acted on what I believe were the best interests of the neighborhood. I mean, you buy a home near a park, you're going to expect some noise. You're going to expect a little activity. And the ironic thing, there's my friend Earl on his way over to not Earl Ingram. Earl works over at Eric's, really good friend, Vietnam vet, proud of his service, thankful for his service. But anyway, it was great to see the support from the community in favor of pickleball. Even Mark Belling talked about it on his show on Thursday. He even mentioned my name, former Alderman Don Brown. So now I feel cool.
Yeah,
A lot of people texted me or messaged, you're on Mark Belling right now.
Yeah.
And you play a little pickleball, right?
You know, pickleball, we experience the pickleball players at our practice
facility
in New Berlin there. And I can tell you, the place is filled. We see 12, 15 courts of pickleball. And as you mentioned, a wider range of players. It's not just seniors. We're seeing I want to classify myself in the middle age bracket.
Sure, sure.
we're seeing those 30s yeah. and 40s show up and play it.
Sure.
So it's a great sport. Yeah. And really, these events that we do as a community, they give life and culture to our community.
Right.
And sure. Such yeah. a great, great opportunity.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, and going back to these neighbors, they live like five houses down from me. And, you know, I'm not going to give out any names, but they played a YouTube video of pickleball in some town in Michigan, like Detroit area, I think, where pickleball was closed because of the noise. And okay. There could be so many variables about that. But I decided, well, I started recording pickleball at different angles, including in front of their house. And it's like, you've got airplanes going by. You've got the traffic from 18 Moreland, even Blue Mound on the other side. The train comes through.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many other variables. Kids yelling in the playground. There's so many things that are so much louder than the sound of a pickleball being hit back and forth. Right. Sometimes it does get louder when it gets intense. But again, these are the kind of pleasant distractions you want in your neighborhood. An active park with good people coming to your neighborhood to play and enjoy. And so, enough on that. Let's go back to volleyball here. You've got, you said August 14th is kind of the start date
August
for the 14th, season.
WIA lets us get started. We're doing some open gyms between now and the end of the month. After July 31st, we're a strict prohibition from WIA. So we're done until August 14th.
Okay.
And that's when we get started. Our team does not have cuts like other teams might do.
Yeah.
We list our tryouts for our varsity only.
Yeah.
Every boy that wants to play, we will find a space on our developmental team, our JV,
nice.
JV2.
Okay. Good, good.
And we teach them the sport just like they were on our varsity and give them the go.
And have there been instances or maybe some of the young men that come, they're a little late in the game and where they've accelerated from those lower levels to the varsity?
Sure. We see that all the time. Our freshman group or our first year group, this year we'll have again first year seniors wanting to play.
Sure.
And we coach them up and get them on the court very, very quickly. And we do see athletes. We have a sophomore this year that's coming in and we're having high expectations on him. It's not just our senior group, which is dynamic.
Sure, sure.
But our underclassmen are really filling the ranks. We expect to be a competitive team for some time now.
That's great. Also, long term.
We're program. Seeing the sport is so exciting. It's actually one of the fastest growing sports across the country.
Sure.
Just last year,
right up there with pickleball.
States added men's volleyball to their high school list of accredited sports. So it's certainly Minnesota being one of them. Certainly coming on quickly as boys check out what does this sport offer to them and those dynamics. We're seeing collegiately a 79% increase in D1, D2 opportunities.
Sounds great.
Come about for guys who want us to play the sun.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk with Joe about some of these young men that have gone on to higher programs or have potential to. So much more to talk about in our final segment in This Week in Waukesha. Do not go away. More to come.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
This Wednesday, check out the Pewaukee Farmers Market from 3 till 7 p.m. Enjoy delicious food, produce, homemade essentials, and more. It takes place at Christ Church. For more details, ChristPewaukee.org. Celebrate with your friends and family at Croatian Park on Thursday. Experience Franklin's own take on the Wisconsin Beer Garden tradition. The Franklin Beer Garden is open to the public and all are welcome from 5 till 10 p.m. This Friday, enjoy live music on various stages throughout downtown Waukesha with Waukesha's Friday Night Live, 6:30 till 9 p.m. And it's a bird, it's a plane, actually it's both. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show is back this Saturday and Sunday on the Milwaukee Lakefront. This year's show, in its 12th edition, will bring back the famed Blue Angels to headline the event. More details at mkeairwatershow.com.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kynard, at info@civicmedia.us.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha with Coach Joe Bansky. But first, some more news from the week. On Thursday night at the county fair, the Waukesha County Fair, I had the honor of being master of ceremonies for the Whammy Guitars for Vets stage, brought in partnership with Max Inc. Radio and WAUK Radio here. And the bands featured Iron Plow, whose drummer, Rocker, is from Max Inc. and a big part of the Civic Media offerings. Great live music, original music on Saturday nights here on WAUK Radio and across the Civic Media stratosphere. So check that out. And then the second band was Karma Shotgun. And members of the band, Pat Nettesheim, his brother Mike, are Banting Park natives, and they are the co-founders of Guitars for Vets, and as well as the rest of the band are involved. And through them, I had the pleasure of meeting Peter Rizicka, who's the president of Guitars for Vets. And I highly encourage you to learn more about this wonderful mission. You know, as I mentioned when I was there, the two aspects of America I appreciate most are our vets, for obvious reasons, and all that they have done for us, and electric guitars here in the birthplace of electric guitar, your home of Les Paul, Guitar Town USA. But they figured, hey, you know, our vets go through so much distress. Over a million suffer from PTSD. On average, 20 veterans commit suicide every day. And a way to support these vets is through guitars, teaching them how to play guitar. And since Pat Nettesheim and his friends started Guitars for Vets in 2007, they have fulfilled over 70,000 lessons and distributed over 7,000 guitars for free to our military veterans. And just $200 can set up one veteran with lessons and a guitar. So check them out. I'm going to have them on the show hopefully very soon. Guitarsforvets.org, and that's the number four. Or you could do F-O-R, guitarsforvets.org. And I look forward also to meeting soon with Peter Rizicka and talking about how ways that we can help out more. So, but back to Coach Joe Bansky, you've had some players go on to the Division I or Division II ranks in college, or maybe the highest levels of volleyball.
Yeah. We've had players. One of my favorite ones has been Reddy.
I'm sorry, before I forget, Joe and I were honored again with the James Santel Morning Cannolis here. I'm holding it up in the live stream. So Joe's got a treat for his next workout coming up.
So. Ben went on to play at Stanford, and most recently, Bodie Houston is a national champion, men's volleyball at the club level at UW-Madison. Their men's team last year went down to Kansas City and brought home the big trophy. Wow. So very excited for Bodie. He's a great player, played for us for the 4 years that he was here, and you know, is doing great things at UW-Madison on the men's club team there. So very excited.
In what year is he? I mean, did he graduate from Madison?
No, he's in his he'll be going into his third year now. So he just completed his second year at Madison.
Yeah, so.
His dad live streams the games all the time, and I'll be in my basement watching.
I love it.
Thanks to Dave for giving me my entertainment via YouTube. So
I love it.
It's awesome. I
love that. That's got to make you feel so proud too. So
it really does. Seeing guys excel
and there's been some more too.
Next level. We've certainly had a number of guys that go and play D2 and D3. Our conference constantly sending guys D1 to all the big name schools that you want to hear and talk about. But we get a lot of guys that go out and I love hearing their stories and following them and right. seeing them now even joining the coaching ranks.
Sure.
Makes me feel particularly happy that we've mission accomplished with them.
I love that. I love that. And that's pretty, because at the current time, there isn't like a professional volleyball league that has much of a...
You've got to go across the pond and go play in Europe.
It's huge, yeah.
Yeah, it's gigantic over there.
Yeah.
One of my newest friends, Claire Chaussee, who is from Sun Prairie, played right. at Louisville.
Okay.
Just returned from Italy.
Wow.
Spent an afternoon with my club team.
Sure.
Showing off all the excitement that she's had along the way. So...
That's terrific.
Yeah, it's definitely where you want to go if you're going to play club. Although women's now has, in the United States, there's several pro leagues that are launching.
Oh, good.
Claire will be playing in Michigan, as an example, this season instead of traveling across the water.
Very cool. And I can't emphasize enough, it is a wonderful spectator sport.
Yeah, it certainly is. It is so exciting to be in the crowd, and you feel the energy in the room as things are going, and it's a must see. We've got our schedules up on our website, waukeshavolleyball.com. You can come check us out. Yeah. You want to see a lot of volleyball. Our tournament September 9th is going to be awesome.
Tournament September 9th. Where is that, at South?
That one's at North.
At North, okay.
It's air conditioned in the gym.
All right.
So that early season, we have a later tournament in October that we host at
South. The preseason NIT like they do in college basketball.
It's a good kickoff.
To the listening audience, I can't emphasize enough, it's not just that the sport's exciting, but the level of play these young boys that you coach are you're comparing it to like collegiate level.
It's collegiate level. Some of the guys on the team, I'd say half the starters on our team, play on club teams. They one in St. Louis, and these are you're now looking at national level participation, teams coming from Puerto Rico, California, Texas, coming into an area to play, and our guys brought home the gold at that event. And so you're seeing some of the best volleyball has to offer at the high school level, which is really to be competitive, you've got to be playing darn close to collegiate level.
I bet. So Joe, in the 2 minutes we have left, what have I missed, or what is it you want Waukesha to know about Fusion and about volleyball in general?
Really, it's about participation. Volleyball, like pickleball, it's a sport that you can play your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I still play it even with eye issues, right? So it doesn't require you to be excellent to play it. It does if you want to play at the excellent levels, but it's a sport that you can enjoy and be engaged in. And I'm hopeful that we see this sport continue to grow here in Wisconsin and increase our participation numbers on both the men and the women's side, boys and girls side, and getting that into the middle and elementary schools as a real option for kids to check the sport out. And give an opportunity. Things like camps and clinics are a great opportunity for kids to just stick their toe in the water and see what the sport is all about.
Sounds great. So, Coach Joe Bansky, of the defending regional champion, Waukesha Fusion, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Remember, Waukesha, we do our water transition end of the summer, so check the city and water utility website for more information on that. Jazz is back at Cutler Park. The Milwaukee Jazz Institute will be there next Wednesday. Don't forget Riverside Rhythms, and safety days in the park are also starting up Wednesday, July 26th at Fox River. So, and thank you all for listening. Thanks again, Joe, for joining us. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Be sure to check out the farmer's market and say hi to Jane. And don't forget Coach Buda Budashevsky is my guest next week, along with a couple other surprise Carroll football players and coaches. So thanks again for joining us, and see ya.
Thanks. This was great.
It was awesome. It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. That's WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.